I thank Abuna for this great blessing that I don't deserve, for we are his children. It's just out of his love and humbleness to make us share to get the blessing. Today, as you all know, it's a Feast of the Cross, so we kind of overridden the readings that is basically the Gospel of the Samaritan Woman. We're going to be talking about 5 points today. First point, we're going to have a closer look to the cross. Second point is the cross is the banner of our church. Third point is the blessings of the cross. Number four is me carrying my own cross. And number five is different types or various types of crosses. Closer look to the cross. Think of one thing that we want to share together, that God yearns for our salvation more than we even think of and we even yearn for Him. Think of this, like when Adam sinned in paradise, would he even dare thinking or asking God, could you please die for me so to save me? I don't think he would ever think of that. Even that wouldn't come into his mind. He even ran away from God and he escaped him. So God on the cross showed that he thirsts for our salvation. You know, on the cross, one of the words that he said, I thirst. For what? He actually was not thirsting for water, because although, of course, you know, from the pains of the flesh that he has some thirst. But he didn't care about the pain and, you know, the nails and the scourging and all these other things and the psychological pain and spiritual pain that's getting all that burden of sins. And the only one thing he cared about is that he is thirst. So he thirsts for us. Same thing, coinciding with the Samaritan woman. You know, it's the Gospel of the Samaritan woman says it was about the sixth hour. Same thing when he met the Samaritan woman at the well, it was about the sixth hour, so the same time. It happens, and he said the same thing. He said, give me a drink. So he thirsts for her salvation and our salvation more than we even think of it or wanted it. That's why he told the Samaritan woman, whoever drinks of the water, this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks from the water I give shall never thirst. So he's not actually wanting something, he wants to give something. And ended up in both cases, either with a Samaritan woman that he didn't drink, he didn't get the water. And on the cross, of course, he didn't drink any water. But he was just showing that I wanted this, I'm thirsting for your salvation. Second thing about the cross, through the cross there is an exchange between us and God, some kind of exchange. It's kind of, you know, when you do like a blood transfusion thing. What comes from us to God is not really comparable what we take from God back. We say in the Friday Theotokia, the praises, that He took what is ours and gave us what is His. So God took from us our pain, our sins, our weaknesses, our sufferings, and He gave back forgiveness of sins, He gave back blessings, He gave back the resurrection. So that kind of exchange, which is not fair in terms of God, but it's for our own benefit, was made on the cross. So He gave us that Himself on the cross. And in the Catholic Epistle today, it reads about God, He Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Through that cross, through His sufferings and through His pain and the scourging that He had, we are healed. So that was kind of change that happened through the cross. A third thing, that the cross has its own attraction or attractive power. God made a lot of miracles. A lot of people saw a lot of miracles from our Lord Jesus, yet they did not believe in Him, and at the end they crucified Him. But at the cross, He attracted everyone, and actually He said that, even in Matthew's Gospel today, He said, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. When He says lifted up, means the cross. When I'm crucified, I'm attracting everyone. Draw peoples to myself. This He said, signifying by what death He would die. Talking, mentioning about the cross. So, our faith in God in that point is based on His love and that pain that He suffered for us. It's not about, that's why the miracle is not a crucial thing. It's not so important for us in terms of believing in God. Last thing in this part, the mystery of the cross. When the verse said as well in the Pauline epistle today, it says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God. So for everyone else thinking about the cross, it shows that he, our Lord, was weak. But he chose that some person cannot defend himself. But actually, because they are arrogant, but because we are humble the same way that he was, so we appreciate that love towards us and the suffering. And that's why we believe that this is the power of God. Others may not believe, but because they are not humble enough. Second point is the cross is the banner of our church. So the use of cross in the church, you see the cross everywhere in church, like at the dome, on top of the dome, the lighthouse, you know, the icon stasis, the altar, and everywhere in the church. The closes of services, abuna, or the deacons, they wear crosses. Abuna as well uses the cross for all the sacraments of the church. Cannot be done any sacrament without the cross is in his hands. The blessings as well, Abuna gives us the blessing or the bishop through the sign of the cross. Talking about the sign of the cross itself, signing the cross, we ourselves, when we sign the cross, we declare many of the dogma of the church, many of the beliefs that we believe in God in the church. Simply the Trinity and unity of God. When you say in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Talk about three hypostases of God as one God. Talk as well about, it talks about the incarnation of Christ, God who is invisible, when we say in the name of the Father, and then he came and took flesh. So he came from heaven and earth and took flesh for our salvation. That's the incarnation. As well, we believe in the redemption when we say the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We go from left to right. So God, through his salvation that he showed on the cross, took us from the left side to the right side to be at the right hand of our Father all the time. As well, the cross is the proof of God's great love. And our Lord says in John 15, greater love has no one than this, that to lay one's life down one's life for his friends. So it's clear. We want to show God's love. Okay, look at the cross. You know that he loves us for sure. Add to that point that it shows us that we are so valuable in God's eyes. So when St. Paul says in the book of Acts, in his sermon, and he says to shepherd, talks about to the priest, admonishing them, said to shepherd the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. So the value, or the price of me and you and every one of us is the price of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's, which shows that we are valuable. So it helps us overcome a lot of things in our life. As well, it says that we are accepted into his bosom. When he is crucified that way, opening his arms all the time, shows that his bosom is open for us. And any time, at any extent of the sin, at any bad state, he is open and he is welcoming us to come back to him. Yet it shows as well the justice of God. Because the wages of sin is death. So it shows us how bad is the sin. Like when I am sinning, well, you add to the cross of the Lord Jesus. Yes, the sin will go through repentance and confession to the blood of Christ. But we add to that pain. We are the reason for him dying. So we know when we sin, that is, the sin is so bad. Going to the third point, which is the blessings of the cross. What are the blessings of the cross in our life? Of course, the first thing and is the more important thing is the forgiveness of our sins. What happens when we confess that the sin is transmitted or transferred from my account to the account of the blood of our Lord Jesus? It's clear from Nathan the prophet when he talked to David when he sinned. He told him, and then he repented. He said, I have sinned against the Lord. What did Nathan say? Nathan said to David, the Lord has put away your sin, you shall not die. نَقَلَ الرَّبَّ عَنْكَ خَطِيَتَكَ لَا تَمُوتِ اتْنَقَلَتِ And it was put away, transferred to the account of Jesus' blood. Second thing from the blessings of the cross, the redemption from the curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? The law, actually, all what it did, it says, okay, do not do this, do not do that. But yet, when I do this or do that, that means I'm cursed because I could not to do it. So I sinned, right? So that's still I am cursed. The law pointed to my sin. So our Lord says about him in Galatians 3 when he says, St. Paul, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. So our Lord accepted to be cursed by when he hung up on the tree to take away the curse from us. As well, our Lord conquered death. On the cross, he conquered death. We say that in the hand of resurrection, when we say, you know, the procession, say, Christos Anesti, when we say, trampling death, trampling out death by death. So Christ, through his death, when he died, he killed death, or he conquered death. Same thing, like, you know, when somebody resemble to if somebody is like, you know, fishing, and he has the fishing rod and it ends with the hook. So he is catching a fish. So the fish comes, thinks that I'm eating that hook, but actually it's being caught. Same thing when Satan came to take the spirit of our Lord, he was taken away. So that was swallowed up by the life of our Lord. It carries another blessing. It carries the ultimate power. That what Satan fears the most is the cross. When we sign the cross, when we name the cross, when we carry the cross, he's scared. Why? Because all that he does in his work, Satan's work, is trying to get us away from God. It was all destroyed, vanished at the cross. So when we sign the cross, Satan is so scared. So it's the ultimate power of God. Our Lord actually has disarmed Satan and the devil through the cross. And we say that in the Tazbeha, in the Friday Salat, we say our Lord Jesus Christ gave a sign to his servants who fear him to cast out the devils. We have that power. The power is in the cross. Last part in the blessings of the cross that gives me hope. When it says in Roman, Saint Paul says it even, think of it by logic. He says, who he did not spare his own son, but gave him for us all, how shall not he also freely give us all things? God did not spare his own son. He died on the cross. Why won't he give us everything else? To say, okay, I sinned, I'm not going to get forgiveness for you, we'll get it because he died for you. Anything, and think of anything, so that will raise us up. The fourth point, نتكلم فيها بالعربي على النقطة ديت اللي هي carrying of حمل الصليب, carrying my cross. So last two points are carrying the cross and the types of the crosses in our life. So حمل الصليب, كل واحد ازاي يحمل صليب. أول نقطة هنفكر فيها ان احنا نتبع ربنا, نمشي ورا ربنا. ربنا قال حتى في الإنجيل النهاردة خرافي إنجيل القداس, خرافي تسمع صوتي وأنا عارفها فتتبعني. طب ازاي نتبع ربنا؟ نتبع ربنا هو طب مشي ازاي وهنمشي ازاي. فربنا حياته كلها كان فيها صليب, مش بس وقت الصلب, انما هو طول حياته على الارض يعني كان فيها صليب, لدرجه ان اتقال عنه ان هو رجل اوجاع ومختبر الحزن. حياته كلها من البدايه للنهايه انتهت بالصليب, بس هي كلها as a whole كلها كان فيها صليب. فعايزين نمشي ورا ربنا. هو قالها كمان واضحه يعني, ان اراد احد ان ياتي ورائي فلينكر نفسه ويحمل صليبه ويتبعني. يعني هي واضحة, انتوا شايفين انا عملت ايه, مش هنبقى احسن من يعني ربنا, let's go, يعني نمشي في نفس السكة at least. وبيقول بعدها يعني من اراد ان يخلص نفسه يهلك, من اهلك نفسه من اجلي يجده. فالسكة واضحة, بس هو قرار لازم الواحد ياخده. هل احنا هنعيش حياة الصليب وهنمشي ورا ربنا, ولا هنعيش حياة الراحة ونبعد عن ربنا؟ يقول عليها الانبا بولا, هو اول السواح, من يهرب من الضيقة يهرب من الله. فإحنا لما هنجري وندور على الراحة يبقى إحنا بنجري من ربنا, وإحنا في سكة الصليب فمش هنوصل. من برضو على حمل الصليب, إن الصليب نفكر فيها برضو يعني بالعقل شوية, إن التجربة بتبقى والضيقة بتبقى وقتية, إنما المجد الأبدي ده بيبقى مجد لا نهائي. حتى يقول كده هو بولس الرسول, نخف ضيقاتنا الوقتية تنشئ لنا أكثر فأكثر ثقة المجد الأبدي. خف يعني دي هي دي بس هي خفيفة مقارنة بالثقل التقيل بقى يعني اللي جاي بعد كده. ايه التقيل اللي هو جاي في السماء؟ مجد ابدي. طب ما نفكر فيها, شوية تعب هنا, شوية ألم, شوية صليب نشيله ونكمل مبسوطين وفرحانين مع ربنا على طول, ولا العكس؟ حتى لو الصليب فيه تعب وفيه ألم لكن وراه جاي قيامة. طب ما فيش قيامة من غير صليب, عشان ربنا آمن الأموات لازم يعدي على الصليب الأول. ناس في السك. فنقارن برضو بين دي ودي, هل الألم ده هو تستحق ان احنا ناخده عشان نتمتع بالقيامة بعد كده هوت؟ فيعني حتى بولس الرسول يقول ان ألام هذا الزمان الحاضر لا تقاس بالمجد العتيد ان يستعلن فينا. ما هي برضه نفس الفكرة. طب انا اتألم هنا شوية لكن بعد كده هيبقى في مجد كبير, خلاص بدام لا تقاس. بس هو يقولها اني احسب, يعني هو حسبها. احنا لو حسبناهاش مش هناخد بالنا, فلازم نحسب الحسبة مظبوط يعني لو احنا عايزين نفهمها زي ما ربنا وضحها او بولس الرسول وضحها لنا. الصليب, لما احنا بنحمل الصليب كمان بنتحد بربنا يسوع المسيح. عشان كده نقول مع المسيح صلبت, بولس الرسول يقول مع المسيح صلبت فاحيا لا انا بل المسيح يحيى فيا. فانا هتحد مع المسيح ازاي؟ طب هو المسيح عايزنا نتحد بيه؟ طبعا عايزنا نتحد بيه, بس ازاي اتحد بيه؟ لما هتحد معاه في الصليب.
عشان كده يقول انا اتصلبت كمان بس بقى مش انا اللي هعيش بعد كده ده المسيح هو اللي هيكمل هو اللي هيحيا الحياة ده او هحيا لي بعد كده هو اخر نقطة في الحمل الصليب ده هو ان احنا بنبدل حمل بحمل يعني بنتريد the burden that we have الحمل اللي عندنا بالحمل اللي هناخده من ربنا نشوف انا احسن ونقرر فربنا يقول تعالى إلي جميع المتعبين والثقيل الاحمال وانا اريحك تعلموا مني واحملوا نير عليكم تعلموا مني لاني وديع متواضع القلب تاخدوا راحه لنفوسكم بس بعد كده قال ايه نيري هين وحمل خفيف يعني احنا اي نعم هنروح نستريح وهنرمي حمل بس هناخد حمل تاني الحمل التاني لا هو هين وخفيف البدل ده هو اللي هيحصل ان احنا هندي ربنا ضعفنا وخطايانا ومشاكلنا وضيقاتنا كلها هو هيدينا شويه حمل تاني هو حمل الوصيه بس الحقيقه الحمل ده هو قال وهو وضح انه حمل خفيف وخفيف ليه لأنه هو اكشوالي هي اللي هيشيله معانا يعني احنا مش هنشيله لوحدنا الحمل ده هيبقى الحمل اللي هيشيله معانا ربنا فبالتالي هيبقى سهل ونقدر ان احنا نتحمله اخر نقطه عشان برضو ما اطولش على حضراتكم يعني انواع الصليب ايه هي الانواع المختلفه للصليب اول نقطه قبل ما ندخل للانواع ده هي لازم يعني نفكر ان احنا كلنا عارفين كل واحد ليه الصليب بتاعه ربنا مفصل كل واحد فينا صليب غير التاني ما ينفعش واحد اخد بتاع واحد تاني ما ينفعش اقول ايه طب ما انا كنت عايز ده لا مش هينفع ربنا عارف فكل واحد بالتالي يثق في ان ربنا محدد له الصليب اللي هو البيرفكت يعني بالنسبه له مناسب بالنسبه له ما يقدرش يبدله بركه الصليب ده هو لو انا شلته بفرح ويعني باحتمال يبقى ليه بركه كبيره وهيحصد او هنحصد البركات دي طبعا في السماء بعد كده والحياه مع ربنا للابد على الاقل لو مش هعرف افرح مبدئيا على الاقل ما يعني ما الواحد ما يتذمرش يعني don't complain الواحد يقبل الصليب ويحاول يحتمل على قد ما يقدر ياخد بركته فبالتالي انواع الصلبان في حياتنا هو في نوعين اساسيين في نوع صليب ربنا اختاره لي the picked crosses cross that God picked for us وفي صليب تاني او نوع من الصلبان تانية انا بروح اشيله بنفسي اروح انا اقول انا عايز اشيل الصليب فاروح اخده the crosses that I pick for myself ده هو narrow gate او الباب الضيق طب ايه هي الصلبان اللي ربنا ممكن يكون يعني بيلزمها او بيفرضها على حد انا ما اخترتهاش طبعا حاجات كتيره ممكن صلبان صليب الالم صليب المرض واحد عنده مرض معين صليب المرض ده ممكن يكون مؤلم او مرض مزمن متعب ممكن يكون ضياع حد من الاحباء يعني حد يكون انتقل راح السماء طب ما ده صليب انا ما اخترتهاش حاجه ما اخترتهاش بس حقيقي انها مفيده يجوز تكون مشاكل family problems يعني حاجات مزمنة وفيها مشاكل أنا برضو ماليش ذنب فيها في ممكن يكون أولاد متعبين أو زوج أو زوجة أو whatever خلاص مش حاجة تتغير فملناش يد فيها ممكن تكون مشاكل برضو في الشغل ظروف معينة في الشغل بس طبعا ما يكونش بسبب تأثير مننا الواحد بيعمل اللي عليه وفي مدير مثلا مش يعني مش مستريح لي أو حاجة زي كده طب هنعمل ايه ما ده برضه صليب نحتمل نشكر ونحتمل صليب الفشل ممكن يكون واحد يفشل في حاجه او في مرات سواء دراسه او في شغل او في علاقات مع الناس يجوز صليب الفقر ممكن واحد يكون عنده صليب الفقر صليب العوز الاحتياج يعني ما هواش يعني زي بقيه الناس اللي هو نفسه يبقى زيهم هو صليب برضه طبعا اكتر من كده صليب الاضطهاد وده صليب مباشر سواء يعني فيزيكالي او يعني معنوي او يعني مادي يعني او معنوي طبعا تنتهي بصليب الاستشهاد طبعا احنا شفنا الفتره اللي فاتت كتير من الشهداء في سواء في ليبيا او في البطرسيه وشفنا قد ايه احنا فرحانين ليهم يعني وحاسين ان ده صليب يا بختهم كل الناس بتقول يا بختهم بس ربنا جعلنا مستعدين يعني فالنوع الثاني من الصلبان الصليب اللي انا هروح اخده الصليب اللي انا the cross that I pick for myself I go and pick myself a cross الصليب اللي انا اختاره ايه هو الصليب اللي انا اروح اخده لنفسي لو احنا فهمنا ان الصليب حلو وزي ما قلنا ليه بركاته زي ما اتكلمنا وازاي في السماء هيبقى في الابديه ليها بركه كبيره طب انا اختار بقى طب ازود بقى يعني اللي عايز بقى الشاطر ياخد صلبان ايه هي الصلبان اللي انا اروح اخدها تنفيذ وصية ربنا. طبعا وصية ربنا ليها ساعات بيبقى ليها في واحد يتخلى عن حاجات عشان يقدر يعمل وصية ربنا. مثلا احب اعدائكم، اسامح غيري، واحد ضايقني، مثلا تواضع، الحاجات دي برضو محتاجه مجهود بس ليها صليب، فالواحد يسعى فيها ياخد بركتها. الجهاد ضد الخطيه، وبولس الرسول يقول كده هو لم تقاوموا حتى الدم مجاهدين ضد الخطيه. طب ما الدم ده صليب، يعني الواحد يجاهد ضد الخطيه حتى الدم، انا كده ماشي في سكه الصليب. ضبط النفس، ضبط الجسد والشهوات اللي هي السيلف كنترول، يعني برضو على الصليب بولس الرسول يقول أما الذين هم للمسيح فقد صلبوا الجسد مع الأهواء والشهوات. نوع من الصليب، الواحد يصلب نفسه يمنع نفسه عن الخطية عشان خاطر ربنا. الجهاد عشان الواحد ياخد فضائل، ثم ده صليب، الواحد يدور عايز أنا عايز أبقى عندي تواضع، عايز يبقى عندي طول أنات، ما هتعب فيه أكسل ولا أتعب، لا أتعب عشان ده صليب لي بركة، فأخذ الصليب دهوت البركة. ممارسات الروحية طبعا بأنواعها سواء الصلاة أو المطانيات أو الصوم، كله فيه جهاد، هل نجري منه ولا نروح عليه؟ لا، احنا نفكر ان احنا نروح ناخد الصليب أحسن، لأن دي فرصة، وما كل فرصة بتيجي مش بتتعوض. تعب الخدمة وأن يعني الواحد يوصل الناس لربنا، ده فيها تعب، فيها تعب بس فيها بركة كبيرة، لأن يعني فيش أحلى لربنا أن الواحد يساعد أن يلم الناس حواليه، ولاده يجيوا له يعني. طبعا اخر حاجة هقولها يعني مساعدة الاخرين في حمل الصليب، يعني واحد تاني عنده صليب انا ممكن اساعده واشيل معاه، واحد تعبان في حاجة اروح امد ايدي واساعده، يعني يعني زي ما يعني بولس الرسول احملوا بعضكم، يقول يعني احملوا بعضكم اثقال بعض وبهذا كذا تمموا ناموس المسيح، يعني دي للمسيح عايزه ان احنا نشيل مع بعض احمال بعض ونشيل مع بعض حمل الصليب. يعني بصلوات أبونا كده ربنا يجعلنا مستحقين وإن احنا نقدر نشيل صلبنا وناخد بركة الصليب وعيد الصليب كل سنة وانتم طيبين. مجد الكرامة بالفعل تأمين.
مين انت بس تبرد انت إيسوس بخريستوس بوروم بنوتي انا ليسي نفس مرات نجيب يوت نمتشيري نم بابنا وما يسوى كتريت انجيك بول